get money, I don't know when to say good afternoon.
Good evening, maybe.
Yeah.
Good late evening.
Good afternoon, gamblers.
Where are we at, the club?
Zito, we got a
what
fucking.
Is this?
We got a couple olds on this show.
You I know. I know. I'll liven it up a little bit in here.
This is Bro Bets, a podcast for degenerates by degenerates. Billy McComas is out today, so Jose De Jesus Perez is on the ones and twos.
Thank you, Z.
Anytime, guys.
How's everyone doing today?
All right.
Not bad.
Pretty good night last night.
Yeah, everyone who listens to this fucking show should be doing real good. 8-3. Incredible night. Two of our losses were from the NHL. That's Gorm's fault. He's our NHL guy.
Whoops.
And no, I'm kidding. I think those were both my bet and Todd's bet.
Yeah,
so that's
actually
what happened when you go there. And then we had a bad beat for old Toddy boy. So other than that, like incredible night. We're making you're making money.
That's what we do.
8-3.
Help you make money.
We start every single day with the right side and go through our best bets from last night. So let's do that right now. Let's just run through it. One of our losses. San Diego Padres, Washington Nationals. Todd had them. First five, money line. Washington was up 4-0 in the first, 4-2 in the second, 4-2 in the bottom of the fifth.
Let's go. Yeah.
And then San Diego scores three in the bottom of the fifth.
Bullshit.
Wait a minute. They can't hit the ball.
They cannot hit the ball. But
how's that happen?
And then the game finished for that same score, 5-4.
Huh.
Washington scored four in the first and then never scored again. That was a tough, tough beat for Todd.
Tough.
In that situation, I had over 9.5, Oakland and the Angels. That went to 11. Nice little win there. I believe Todd had Texas first five.
Correct.
They won 4-2.
Oh, wait, Todd.
I had Boston Bruins as my best bet. And couldn't have been happier to lose that fucking bet.
Yep.
I will take the St. Louis Blues beating them every single
game.
It's
worth it if the Blues
incredibly worth it.
Take this series.
Sometimes you put in a bet because you think something's going to happen, but you're okay with the other with losing money that night, and that's what happened last night with the Blues. Couldn't have cared less. Gorms, what did you think about the trip and goal?
Oh, it was awful. And we got a different result at the end of that game. I mean,
so
it was a bang-bang play. He was absolutely tackled, for God's sake.
Well,
wasn't tripped. He was tackled.
Yeah, I mean, but do you think – I mean – obviously, Boston's power play is incredible. Do you think the outcome of the game would have changed?
Yes, I do.
You do
yes,
think that?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Did Nick Muraldo disagree with you? I heard you guys talking this morning. He thought St. Louis still would have won.
Right, he did. But I just thought, hey, the home team, they got people going. They got people going hard at the net, playing out of his mind, Jordan Bennington. I would have thought that. And I'm still betting against the grain, as they say, on this stupid series.
Yeah, you are.
Because I'll take Boston to win game six.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
in
where
St.
my
Louis?
Head is. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'll take St. Louis to win game seven. That's the kind
Yo,
of series
you're out of
we
your
are.
Fucking mind,
I'm
dude.
Not telling you, dude. I'm just saying. It's a traditional bet that I do. I like a good Hollywood ending. It's happening.
Zito, did I hear a whistle in there?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, man. I appreciate
Any
that. Todd had the over 5.5 in that game. That didn't happen. But
no.
That's okay. I thought I was going to have a bad beat, and then it was a glorious win. The over 8.5 in Minnesota and Cleveland.
Oh boy.
It was 5-3 in the seventh. And I was like, all right, we got two innings for one run. Eighth inning, there was runners on second and third, with one out, and they couldn't get anyone in. So I was like, fuck, that was the bottom of the eighth. And then top nine, nothing. Two outs happened in bottom of nine, and then a home run with two outs. Bottom nine pushed it to the over there, so a nice little win for us there.
Tony played the lottery.
Oh, yeah. The Yankees with the run line, fucking Todd, it was 6-1 pretty much all game.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw what happened in the ninth.
I did not.
Toronto loaded the bases with no outs, and I was like, God damn it, they're going to hit a fucking grand slam. It's going to end 6-5 and ruin the run line bet, but they didn't. And then Milwaukee -1.5, run line, easy bet, and then Gorms. Fucking Mr. fucking WNBA himself went 3-0 last night in the WNBA.
You're just becoming a legend.
And the most decorated WNBA handicapper of his time, Jeffrey Gorman. Do you have anything to say?
I do.
Yourself?
There's been a lot of offers out there, and I'm just flattered by this. Oh, the WNBA. I mean, the head office called me and they said, "Hey, would you
are
represent
you using
the
this,
league?"
This fucking
and...
leverage to get out of the show, or do you want more money?
No, guys, I'm comfortable here. Hey, we had some winners last night.
Yeah, you had all three winners. I don't know if you saw the way that your best bet came down to. Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
Gorms, the line was -1.5, and it was like 58-56 for the last 3 minutes, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
I'm
like, come on.
And because they were up 12 going into the fourth, and then they fucking, you know, almost blew it, but we were good there. And then Gorms with his win last night. Congratulations. You won the Degenerate of the Week.
How about
going
that?
3-2
Good
on
job,
best
buddy.
Bets.
I'll take it.
I was 2-2-1. Todd came back to a respectable 2-3 on
that
the week.
Todd.
Not bad. So Gorms with the crown. You now have one crown.
Thanks, Todd.
I have one crown. Yep. And Todd has two crowns as far as the Degenerate of the Week competition. But I will let you lead off this week for the Degenerate of the Week. Best bet, go.
My best bet of the evening is, guess what, boys?
What?
I am sticking in the WNBA. We have a game tonight in New York, the Liberty. 17-game losing streak.
17-game losing streak?
Let me say that again, Todd. New York Liberty, 17-game losing streak.
Going back to last year?
Yes. We are going with the Washington Mystics on the road. Elena Delladonna, healthy and ornery. She will dominate the game. The line is a big one to cover 9.5 points, but not a problem tonight. I like the Washington Mystics to take care of business against the feisty. I'll call them that. They don't give up. The New York Liberty, it's a lot of points, but I'm taking the better team there.
You know what? The girls, they show heart, and they do
good
never
athletes,
give up.
Good athletes, Tony. Hey, I don't win those games. I don't win those games.
You just pick them.
Those athletes do.
Yeah, just like when we lose them, we don't lose them either. The
those
athletes
do.
That's right.
I got good news for you, too. I'm also getting it at 8.5.
Oh, nice. Okay, so it's moving. It's moving.
Yeah. I mean, those WNBA lines, as soon as they see which way you're going,
those
lines start moving.
The Sharks come out. Watch the water.
Todd, what's your best bet to lead off the week?
My best bet for this upcoming week is Dodgers first five run line.
Great fucking pick.
Get that at -165. Clayton Kershaw is on the mound for the Dodgers. 5-0, 3.20 ERA versus the lefty Drew Pomerantz with like an 8.08 ERA. Since April 1st, the Dodgers are ninth in the league hitting against lefties. Since April 1st, the Giants are the worst team in the league hitting against right-handed pitchers at home.
Great
fucking
stat, Todd.
Boom.
Great stat.
Dodgers first five run line.
Love it.
So I was going to take Dodgers full game run line.
Okay.
Minus the 135. Obviously, you gave the stats, but we don't even need to. It's Pomeranz versus fucking Kershaw.
Come on.
Kershaw's 5-0. Pomeranz is 1-6 with an 8.08 ERA. The only reason I went full game is because I like the Dodgers bats to get as many appearances as they can.
It's a good bet.
But no, as your best bet, we're going to go with yours first five.
You know what they do, Tony?
Run line as the fucking best bet.
You know what they call it on the field and in the dugout side?
What's that?
Right. They're raking.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Cody Bellinger, probably MVP right now. Him and Yelich are up there.
Sweet swinging kid.
Sweet fucking swinging kid. My best bet, the Atlanta Blades.
The Blades. Wow, Blades. He's going back to roller derby.
Here we go.
Atlanta Braves, run line, -120. Soroka's on the mound. Absolute fucking young stud. 1.4 ERA on the season. 6-1. Going against the Miami Marlins and Jose Arena with his 5.08 ERA at home. They have the fifth worst bullpen. That's why I decided to go the full game. And Atlanta is fourth since May 1st in hard hit percentage versus right-handed pitching. Jose Arena happens to be a right-handed pitcher. So I'm going the Atlanta Braves run line -120 is my best bet.
Tony, good dig there.
Thank
I like
you.
That.
You know what? Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's good dig.
Those are our best bets. No one took the NBA, so let's slide right into that game tonight. The line is 4.5. KD is out. Klay is expected to play. What's going to be different from the other night? Do you guys have anything?
Go ahead, Todd.
Well, I'm taking the first half again. +2.5, Toronto.
You know what? It worked the other night. Why not fucking
they just,
do it again?
They start off better. I feel like the Warriors, when they do when it's against this team.
Quarter.
Yeah, it's a third quarter situation where they just come out hotter than fuck, but they always start slow. So I think you're always going to be on the right side if you take Toronto in every game of this series in the first half, mm-hmm. especially if they're giving them points.
Yes, correct.
Which they are. So 2.5 points, I like it. I'm taking that. I don't see – I mean, they're not going to lose as badly as they did the last game.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, Kerr's going to make adjustments. We got – you know, players returning for them now, so they're a little healthier than they were, but they are going to lose this game. They probably will lose this game, though I think it's close. I don't know if they'll cover the 4.5. They're uh-huh. still getting 4.5 points?
Yes.
Yeah, so I think Toronto is a safe cover as well for the game, but they're just no doubt the stronger team in the first half.
So here's the stats off of a loss for the Warriors. 23-7 straight up, and only 14-16 against the spread on the season. Gorms, you, the other night, said that they would win by 15-20.
I did, yeah.
But you also expected it because Clay was playing.
Yes.
Clay is expected to play. Do you still agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, you guys can fade me all you want, but they're still the champs, and they've got to cover a lot of points. I'm betting the whole game on this one to cover the 4.5. I know, call me crazy, but Clay, I think, can come in. Do what he can, get some looks, and take a little bit of pressure off Curry. And if Draymond is Draymond and dominating the game, I'm liking that. So, I know, against the curve, but I'm taking Golden State to cover tonight.
There's no way, there's absolutely no fucking way that the supporting cast can play any worse for the Warriors than they did in Game 3.
Yeah, agreed.
No fucking way. No way DeMarcus Cousins can play that bad. Draymond didn't have two, but he... Draymond's good for two air balls a fucking game.
Do you think, let me stop you. Do you both think this like is now they're going their separate ways because of what the summer holds for the Warriors, meaning the Kevin Durant saga? What's
going
on with there?
What do you mean, like the Warriors aren't motivated?
Well, I don't know. I'm just thinking like these guys are looking, hey, the tunnel's almost here, the end of the tunnel's almost here of the season. And they're like, hey, we're going to be completely different next year if we don't sign KD. And it's like, hey, are you sticking around? Are you sticking around? I just saying a little bit of separation in the locker room. DeMarcus Cousins, he's a gun for hire, you know?
Yeah, I could see it going that way, but I also see that as more motivation. Like, hey, we are all going our separate ways at the end of the season, so let's fucking get it done one more time.
Yeah,
right.
Right off into the sunset, and then go our separate ways and do whatever the fuck we want. Is how I would think they were thinking, but, you know, who the fuck knows?
Especially in Cousins' situation, because he wants it bad. And, you know, if he goes somewhere else, he needs to finish strong in this series.
Good point.
And it's his first playoffs in his entire career. Like, he wants to fucking win.
Yeah.
All right, so I don't think I made a pick there, but if I had to lean, I'm going to go with Todd on the +2.5
Throw
first
it up
half.
on the cuppa.
All right, so that was NBA. Let's finish out our MLB picks. So I had the Atlanta Braves and agreed with Todd on the Dodgers. I'm also going Yankees-Cleveland first five under. They're 17th and 22nd versus right-handed pitching, and that's the home and away stats that I put together. But Domingo Armand is on the mound for the Yankees, 9-1 with a 3.4 ERA. He's been fucking great this year. And then Zach Plesac, he is the young pitcher for the Indians. He's only gone 12 innings this year so far, but he's only given up 2 earned runs in those innings. So I like it to stay under, or I would lean the Yankees here, but I think I'm going to go with the under bet over the Yankees. And that's one of my baseball picks. And then I'm just going to finish it out here. I got Texas and Oakland over 10.
Slugfest.
Over 10. Yeah, it's a high over for me. I don't like going that high, but I'm going to do it because Brett
Anderson. Those are two good teams to pick for a high over.
Yeah. Brett Anderson's on the mound. He's got a 4.19 ERA, and he is away. And then Texas has the 5th best batting average versus left-handed pitchers, and Lance Lynn's on the mound. He has his 5.28 ERA at home, and Oakland is 8th versus right-handed pitching. So they're both in the top 10 versus the pitchers. The pitchers aren't great, so I'm going to go over 10 there. Todd, what do you got for baseball?
I got Milwaukee first five-run line at home against
Milwaukee
the Pirates. The Brewers are the third best five-inning team in the league, 14-9-7 at home. The Pirates are 11-13-6 on the road in the first five innings. The Pirates are starting Rookie Davis. That's his name. His parents should both be punched in the face for naming him Rookie.
What year is he in?
Knowing that he was probably had a lot of aptitude to play Major League Baseball.
Is this his first year in the majors?
What, as a casual Pittsburgh Pirates fan, I've never heard of Rookie Davis, so I'd assume it's, he is an actual
The
rookie.
Name works for the he rest of that 2019, rookie. Boys. Yeah. I got news for you.
But he's pitched 7.2 innings this season. He's given up 8 hits Ooh. And 5 runs. The Brewers are starting Brandon Woodruff, who is 7-1 with a 3.82 ERA. Take Milwaukee first 5-run line. You'll thank me for it. And also I'm taking the Rockies are on the road against the Mets. I'm taking the over. It's okay. 7.5 runs. It's a low over. The over is 17-10 when the Mets are at home. 7.5 runs is very low considering the Rockies are fourth in the league in runs per game. And when the Rockies are throwing a guy with a 5.33 ERA, that just helps the cause. The Mets are going to score more than they usually do. It's an overcast day there at the park. It's a moderate 70 degrees with a 5-mile-an-hour wind blowing out to center field at game time. We should see a lot of runs tonight
Weather
in New York.
Nice, Todd.
Couldn't find it. The lightning strike, could you, Zeke?
Could not.
Damn it.
I fucking carried it out. I didn't know if there Damn was it. Any weather buttons on there.
I tried finding one.
I know you did.
Here,
I'll
give the 5-mile-an-hour wind out to center field.
Out.
Gorms, do you have any MLBs?
Well, guys, I mean, why waste energy and time and efficiency when I'm taking your guys' picks? Why would I convey them to the listener if they're not mine? So you know what, boys? I've got a complete rain out over the course of this weekend and probably most of next week.
I heard a nice little fun baseball betting thing the other day. They're like, if you're going to bet baseball, you might as well have a whiskey and a gun to do it. So, what was I going to say here? Thanks, Zito. Your fucking thunder threw me off. I'll be honest with you. Oh, I wanted to update. I wanted to update my fucking futures pick, Dominic Thiem.
Yeah.
He is in the semifinals against the Joker. Mm-hmm. He won the first set 6-2. It is currently 3-3 in the second set. If he makes it to the finals, I can hedge my bets, boys.
There you go.
You know what? You know I'm a big fucking hedger, too. All right. So that is NBA, MLB, little French Open update. Now, the guy crushes WNBA, but he also is our horse guy. So
slow your roll a little bit because I need to eat. You know
what do you want? Jesus Christ.
Okay, we need more information, right? WNBA, we're on kind of a heater.
Yeah,
I've given you my best bet.
Yeah,
but why don't we play another game too, Tony? Oh. Why don't we get greedy?
Yeah, fucking get
greedy.
That's
what I'm talking about.
I mean, I was going to finish with WNBA because that's what all the people stick around for. But I mean, if you want to do it now. Let's fucking do it now.
The Indiana Fever right here in our backyard. Todd made a mockery of last year. Horrible team. They said they're going to finish almost dead last this year. And everybody's laughing at the Fever. And the Dallas Wings on the other side, they're coming to town laughing. Not a great team. One of their stars are out. You remember Skylar Diggins Smith? You remember her, Todd.
Yeah.
Notre Dame great.
Little Wayne loved her.
Okay, people keep laughing at Indiana Fever at home tonight because I am taking them to cover the 4.5 points against the visiting Dallas Wings. Indy Fever, love you. So I've got two games tonight. You can parlay those games, make yourself a little extra money like a couple of guys did last night. I like the Fever. Minus the 4.5 against the Dallas Wings and, of course, the Mystics minus the 8.5 against the New York Liberty.
There you go.
So just like the Mystics game, the line actually have it right now is at 5.5. So shop around, find the best bet.
Say, back up there.
Yeah.
You went from 8.5 to 5.5?
No, I'm saying you said you had the Mystics at 9.5. Yeah. It's actually 8.5. You said you had the Fever at 4.5. I actually see it at 5.5 where I'm looking.
Okay.
So shop around, find the best line.
That's it.
A little gambling tip for you guys.
Get it in early. How about that?
And for people who have just started listening to the show, I've actually got a few questions on where we bet now, since there was a little fallout, and where you guys should bet. I mean, if you're in a legal state, go find any book
anywhere
in your legal state, especially if you have an online mobile app. So you can shop around for the best lines using those. Or if you're us, where our state is legal but it's not been set up yet, you can go find your best offshore book. So, yeah. I mean, just Google.
They're all the same.
Just Google best offshore betting site. Read about it. Read reviews. See what you like. I'm currently using one at probably rhymes with Cravada. So something to think about there. And do we have anything else? Oh, yeah, the Belmont.
Sure.
The fucking Belmont, Gorms. What are we doing here?
Well, it's a fun one because I like backstories.
You do love backstories.
You know, and we kind of got brotherly love in this. There you go. In this race. I mean, two brothers going head-to-head.
Two brothers.
to vie for the, you know, the championship. Yeah. It's called the Belmont Stakes. And
are the brothers horses or jockeys?
They are horses. Okay. Okay. And they are both the sons. The sons
are
of
they
Tappet.
Born at the same time, like a litter?
No, there is no litter when it comes to horses.
I believe you can only have one at
a time.
There's
a foal.
They
have different mothers, but they have the same father.
Oh, yeah. So he was getting around.
Yeah, there's no twins when it comes to
a foaling
horse. Well,
I knew that, so I was confused. How do the mothers feel about this?
I don't know. We haven't got word. Hopefully, we'll have something by the end of the show. Nice. But
is the mother going to come to the game with the half and half jersey? To the race in a half-half jersey.
Can you imagine
jersey?
They show her in the stable with
yeah.
that?
Like, parading
the
her around at? On the open.
Where are the colors? Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to good. See the two mother horses fighting over that fucking that horse.
Okay, so Tappet is the father here. Tappet has won the Belmont in the past, great horse, and three of the last five horse. Winners of this race our sons of Tappet. So he gets around.
He's fucking inside info, Gorbs.
He spreads his seed around a little bit. So here it is for you, boys. I want you guys to not be afraid to box these bets, okay? Because I've got the four top horses for you. It's up to you guys to find out a winner. I have my personal one, and there's a reason behind it. Here
Before
we go.
Before you go,
yeah.
Let me explain a box to these people.
Yes, please.
So a trifecta is you have to pick the exact three horses in
finish.
The exact
order.
Correct
yeah.
order. If you box it, all you have to do is correct. All you have to do is pick the correct top three horses. They can finish first, second, or third in any order. It doesn't matter. So if you box it, it's kind of like just, you know, it's kind of like hedging your bets yep. a little bit versus the exacta, which is you have to go one, two,
Much
three
harder.
In exact order.
Sure.
All right, go.
So I like Intrepid Heart to win this. Todd Pletcher has won this race before three times. He is the trainer on Intrepid Heart.
Is that Trippa's kid?
Yeah, you can call it that. Tacitus, who is the morning line favorite for this race. He's not going to win it. He's Intrepid Heart will beat him by a nose, so Tacitus second. I'm going Master Fencer, the Japanese horse from the Derby. Great closing speed. Can't get Intrepid Heart at the end, and also Bourbon's War. I talked about him earlier this week. Bourbon's War is there. I'm not putting War of Will, who has been near.
He's been a fucking disaster.
No, but he's raced in both of the first two Triple Crowns, and this is his third, the only horse to do it, so I think he's a little bit gassed, Todd. Yeah. That's what I'm saying, so I'm keeping him out.
He's put on the weight, too, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Don't forget. Yeah, he put on 60 pounds. So I've got Intrepid Heart, Tacitus, Bourbon's War, and Master Fencer. Actually, Intrepid Heart, Tacitus, Master Fencer, Bourbon's War is my superfecta. So that's what I'm playing. You guys pick your winner. Mine's Intrepid Heart. But don't be afraid to box, even if you're exacta, even if you're trifecta, and win some money with a superfecta box with those four horses. My fingers are crossed.
All right, so you're going Heart Palpitations, Titsy Boss, Nagasaki, and Bourbon's War?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Nice.
You just combined tennis. What if the tennis players were the jockeys?
That'd be awesome.
But in the whites with
big.
The racket.
They're too fucking big.
If they played
well,
tennis on
that's
horseback.
Called, that's called polo, Gorms. Yeah. That's called polo. It's all polo. Polo?
Polo.
You seem like you've probably played polo once or twice.
I haven't played. I've seen polo. Yeah, I've seen
of
it up close and personal.
I could see you out there with your fucking your white polo and then your blue sweater over your shoulders tied around the neck.
No, it was jeans and a t-shirt. But they had it. Yeah, sure. Out in L.A., they had it. It's fun. I tell you what, I make this joke a lot, but those guys are athletes. Both of them, the horse and the guy on the back.
I am the
best. They're hauling ass with a huge mallet on their thing.
I am the best at Marco Polo.
Are you?
I win every time.
How do you do it?
I think I would be a good blind person.
Can you hold your breath a long time?
Yeah. Huh? I can hold my breath a long time. I mean, I'm hard to find, but I will find you.
Hey,
I have like spidey senses.
When you joined the Marines, how long did you have to hold your breath underwater?
There was a pool day where you have to, but you're not really underwater. It's how good you can float with all your gear on. And you got to be able to float for a long time with the gear. But when I was on the State Police dive team, I was very good at holding my breath. I was able to go into like a college pool and go the whole length without having to come up.
That's pretty.
From
wow.
one end to the other.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Now I can make it about 20 feet.
Hey, we're on the Marines tip. I do have a question. Todd, when you were in there, did any Marines fight each other?
What do you think, man?
I think I know the answer, but what would you guys around them do? Would you let them row and say, hey, we finish this yourselves? Or would you
get start out of your fucking system. Laying down wagers? Fucking, let's go.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, Todd's been betting for a long time, of course. Uh-huh.
Well, I didn't know if there was actual nose-to-nose combat between the troops. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just like
fist fights all the time.
Just
all
like any team, you got to fucking, you're around each other a lot. You got to get it out.
Yeah.
It's camaraderie, buddy.
Like the Steelers.
The only,
especially.
Mute his mic.
Shots fired.
I asked that because my uncle was a paratrooper, and he said that he had to hold his breath for like 3 or some minutes for a test.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, that's a really fucking long time.
That is a long time.
So I'm
trying, I've never timed myself, but...
I'm calling bullshit.
Oh, gee. Against a Marine? Good
no,
luck.
No, not on Todd. On
oh, own. Okay.
The my key own. Is when you think you're totally out of breath and you can't survive, like, I've got to come up, you just don't come up. And you get a little second wind if you hold it long enough.
Oh, so just weird, like running. So,
yeah, yeah.
Okay, 8-3 last night. Fridays, we have an 86% win rate, I believe, is our Friday percentage. Is that correct, Todd?
I think so,
carry the... Yeah.
Yeah.
86%.
Nice,
that's
Tony.
Fucking good.
Good poll.
Thanks, man.
That's a solid B.
Zito, thank you. Do you have a math thing?
Yeah, I have the calculator back here.
Okay, hit it. Oh, it's not a sound bite? You just actually have a calculator?
Yeah, that's on me.
All right.
Whatever. I think calculators make sound.
Beep, beep, boop, boop. Found it.
Here is our cup of coffee a day parlay for Friday, June 7th. 2019, Atlanta Braves -1.5 run line. The New York Yankees, Cleveland Indians under 5.
Tony.
I put that in wrong. That's on me. Under 5. Let me reset that.
Okay. Reset.
Reset.
Because I don't want to fucking ruin it for everyone because I put in the wrong bet in here and I have to fucking switch it.
Okay? Check, check, check.
Reset. Put down a marker.
Fucking check. Our cup of coffee a day for Friday. Today, whatever the date is.
June 7th,
2019. Atlanta Braves run line. Yankees, Cleveland Indians under 5.
Let's go.
A's, Rangers over 10.
Love that
full
one.
Game.
Slugfest.
Washington Mystics -8.5.
Let's go.
The LA Dodgers first 5 run line. Mm-hmm. Toronto Raptors +2.5 first half. Milwaukee Brewers first 5. Colorado Rockies, New York Mets over 7.5. And the Indiana Fever -5, we'll call it. We'll split the difference there. That is $5 to win $1,200.
Have a happy weekend.
All right, let's go.
Have a happy fucking weekend.
Oof.
And good luck.
Good luck.
Thanks, Zeke.